flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Interlude Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. Hopefully everyone is safe. Out in the city of Houston, it's pretty cold out there. Got some black ice out there. And I got to say real quick, talk about the weather. I wasn't going to talk about this, but I kind of enjoy seeing people post their pictures in the snow and all
that.
It
was fun. Yeah, it was fun.
It was cool because me personally, I didn't care about that at all, man. I went outside just to take the dogs out, and that was it. I had my fair share of
I just like seeing the kids.
Yeah, especially in Houston where you really don't get that type of snow barely.
Yeah.
So it was good.
It's just fun seeing the kids out there. Not the ones I almost ran over, but the other kids.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. No, it's great for a little bit. And then for me, we were talking about it yesterday, you know, great snow day activities. It's just like, hey man, go ahead and cuddle up under that blanket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Put you on something to watch. Get you something like some chili or some soup or something.
Yeah.
Just cool out.
Yeah, so salute to everybody out there having fun. I seen Clint Sterner had a good time.
Clint Sterner
yesterday.
Looked like a big old kid.
Yeah,
man. He was flying down that hill.
Yeah, man. It looked like him and his kids having a good time.
The kids and Clint.
Yeah. But I don't know if you guys are. I know Reggie's familiar with. Speaking of Clint Sterner, this is not Clint Sterner, but Sexy Red.
That's right.
One time I tweeted about Sexy Red.
And I like that you had to make the distinction.
One time I tweeted about the rapper Sexy Red.
Yeah.
And Clint said, hey, man, what you talking about me for?
Oh, gosh.
So let me be clear.
That's what they used to call me back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
So it's a rapper by the name of Sexy Red. And she tweeted a Photoshop picture of her and Martin Luther King on MLK Day. And it's a picture where they holding hands and she like glazing into each other's eyes.
Yeah.
And this picture been kind of going around for a few years now.
It is not a straight photograph. It is clearly like a Photoshop situation or whatever, because they did not live at the same time.
Exactly. So apparently Martin Luther King's daughter, Bernice King, didn't really appreciate her tweeting this picture out. So she retweeted the picture with this response. She said, this is intentionally distasteful, dishonoring, deplorable, and disrespectful to my family and my father.
She got all four D's.
The alliteration.
I know.
Right. She got all four D's.
I know,
D's.
Man. I feel like Reggie wrote this out right here.
It's currently getting a thumbs up from me over here.
And she said, who is not here to respond to himself because he was assassinated for working for your civil and human rights to end war and poverty. Please delete. So Sexy Red actually responded to this. And I'm glad she responded with this because I thought it was going to get a little ugly, which it did from other people.
Correct.
But she responded and said, you ain't wrong. Never meant to disrespect your family. My apologies. Mm-hmm. Just reposted something I saw that I thought was innocent. So I'm glad they kind of straightened out. I think Bernice King responded to that, pretty much said it's all love and all that. But
you love when like an internet interaction actually ends.
It worked.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it get ugly, man.
A lot of times. Way too often for my liking. It just feels like everybody comes to these things with a level of hostility that means that there's never going to be a good ending. Mm-hmm. And that it's always going to end in a nasty way.
I think right now as we speak, I think Ryan Clark and Marcellus Wiley is going back and forth right now as we speak.
Let me see what the message, because this is the problem,
right? But people immediately start bristling and putting their bow up and all
that.
Correct.
Yeah.
And as much as I could say it's sad that it happens, I will be the person who will go look the mess, though. Yeah. I will watch the car crash.
Yeah. But the reason I brought this up, because I felt like that wasn't the worst disrespect I seen on the timeline when it comes to Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
So, hear me out on this. So this is what came across my timeline. Who would be the better tipper in the club, Martin Luther King or Malcolm X?
My goodness.
And this was a real conversation. I actually have audio of this.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
So we got some ladies.
We got to outlaw.
They're breaking it down.
We got to outlaw podcast microphones, man. Yeah. This is problematic.
So it was a lady on the scene. I don't know if she was at a club or what, but here's some ladies giving their opinion on who will be a better tipper, Martin Luther King or Malcolm X. This is better tipper at a club, not just a restaurant, but at a club.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think would have tipped better, Malcolm X or Martin Luther King?
Malcolm. He was a street like.
But Martin loved them hoes. You ain't know that.
I ain't gonna lie, Malcolm probably would have been spending them racks. Malcolm, he probably been, hey, baby girl.
I don't know. I feel like Martin Luther King, they were locked in. Him and his wife.
They don't know. Martin loved them women. I'll just say that. Martin loved them women. I say Martin Luther King because a lot of people don't know Martin loved them hoes. Okay, he really did.
MLK, I'll sing Martin. Why? Because Martin was about peace. He was about equality. MLK, if I really was to, you know, press him about my money, he gonna be like, okay, how much you think I need? He seemed like he'll better be a better simp.
What is happening right there?
Martin would be a better simp.
That is insane.
Please tell me this conversation didn't go on very long.
That was a cut up. That was super cut.
Yeah,
so
I cut it up a little
They
bit.
Actually made this a topic.
Yeah, it's a video floating around there.
I will say
Bernice probably should have said something about this over the sexy red picture.
I mean, I feel like Bernice is looking at this like, what am I supposed to say? I will say as the littlest a bit of credit that I can maybe give out here is at least it seemed like they had some knowledge of these gentlemen's histories. Mm-hmm. Now the problem is like Malcolm Little, who then became Malcolm X, right? You could say that about his street days when he was Boston Red or whatever. Mm-hmm. Detroit Red, rather. He's in Boston and New York. But as a reformed Muslim, you wouldn't catch him, caught him anywhere near that. So they must have been talking about him in his street days.
Probably so.
Yeah. Him as a leader of men, mm-hmm. right? Nah, you're not getting anywhere near
that. They probably seen the Malcolm X movie with Denzel and probably like, oh, yeah, he'd probably be spending
any chance
racks.
That they read the book or read more pages than LeBron James?
They ain't read that book, man. All right,
so, I mean, they asked.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't say you're about to give an answer. I swear to God, Lopez.
Yeah.
I swear to God if you say something stupid.
I'm going to send this to Bernice King.
Yeah, we go more than Bernice King will be on you. We'll get all sorts of people on you.
I mean, they did ask.
So who you got?
No.
I will move on.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So it was some NBA games on MLK Day, which is it's a tradition in the NBA. Play on Martin Luther King Day. And Norman Powell, who played for the Clippers, This is what he had to say before the game. Sometimes I think most of the teams, they bring somebody out there to speak to the speak to the crowd and say, you know, we celebrating the life of Martin Luther King and all that stuff. So here is Norman Powell, who said he wanted to thank the crowd for celebrating the life of Martin Luther. Who?
Yeah. I want to thank everybody for coming out and celebrating the life of Martin Luther King. He was a great man.
If you guys didn't hear that, he said Martin Luther Cream.
That's like the Philly mayor trying to spell out Eagles.
Yeah. What was the reference to that? Because did that show up in like, that was like in a song or something? Or was it not? Or am I bugging? Is that just them?
I'm not sure, but I know Martin Luther Cream was trending. So you look at that on your own time. Don't look at it on the work computer.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he was a big tipper.
And yes, 713, it is true that Martin Luther King was a serious philanderer. He was not a perfect human being. I don't think that anybody would claim that.
Yeah.
And but it's still that line of questioning that they ran with, I feel like it was a little tough. Yeah, that is a terrible faux pas by Norman Powell, because you can't clean that one up.
Yeah. You can't fix that. I mean, everybody was like, I know he did not just say Martin Luther Cream.
Well, he did.
That is.
Yeah, so hopefully Bernice don't come after him.
Bernice, this is the problem. Bernice has got way too many things to try and cut. You remember that one year that Florida State put out the graphic? Because this is another thing. Everybody puts out a graphic on MLK. Mm-hmm. They were trying to be, I don't know, heady or witty or something, where they put out the Martin Luther King as he's like reaching out towards a crowd. And they, instead of like his normal hand, they photoshopped on like a Florida State wide receiver glove on there. And it's like, yeah, man, there's the MLK Day holiday is just ripe for opportunities for you to do something that is stupid.
That is dumb.
And insensitive.
It's nothing you could do. Man, I done seen club flyers with Martin Luther King with gold grills
just
on.
Shameless.
Gold grill on?
Yes. With a gold grill on. Oh, 100%, man.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
I think Bernice did the national championship game. Didn't they kind of have her up?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
In Washington.
Yeah.
Or wasn't it in
Atlanta.
It was Atlanta?
Yeah, the national championship.
Oh, she was. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. But, yeah, man, just everybody just stay out of trouble. So speaking of Dream, I ain't going to say that quote because I get in trouble.
Yeah.
But Hakeem the Dream.
That's right.
So
62 yesterday.
Yeah, happy belated birthday.
Yeah, happy belated birthday. Yeah. So it was an interview with The Undertaker, the WWE Hall of Famer.
Houston native.
Yeah, Houston native, The Undertaker. Did you know they played basketball together at one point?
Together, like on a team, or
they had some pickup basketball.
Okay,
it was on the same team at one point.
I know the Undertaker played basketball at Waltrip.
Oh, okay, so that's probably where this comes from.
Yeah, no, he was a basketball player in high school.
I mean, he's big as hell. I would hope so.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
If you get over like,
I think it was Waltrip.
If you get over like 6'4", I'm like, you need to hoop in some way, shape. Yeah. I'm not saying you got to go pro, but I need to see you with the basketball in your hand at some point. Obviously,
so he was a player in high school.
He was, and one thing, if you're not familiar. These pros, man, they go and they get into all sorts of different runs where, you know, different people will filter in, usually of, you know, college, high school level. Like, that's why you see guys make it to college or you make it to the pros. And there's a level of familiarity because these guys are hoopers. It's one of the things I say is hoopers are going to hoop. Like, it's not the same as football players in the offseason. Like, why were you doing this thing? Basketball players in the offseason, they're going to get into runs and play basketball. It's just how these things go. And apparently, you had one of those moments here.
Yeah, so Hakeem was hooping. I don't know if it's like a gym or just
I'm sure it was a gym.
It's something like that. But The Undertaker came in, and this is his story on playing basketball with Hakeem Olajuwon.
I'm in high school still, and so I'm playing with all these guys. There's Clyde Drexler's there, Larry Michaud. I'm on Hakeem's team, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm bringing the ball up the left side. He's running on the other side. He's wanting me to throw him an alley-oop. I just crossed mid-court, and he's already on the end, and he's pointing for an alley-oop. And I'm like, oh, crap. But I let it loose, man, and I threw it. The ball, I was like, oh, dang. Right, you know, and I threw it. The ball was way above the box.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, crap, I just threw that away, you know. And no, he caught the ball. On the run, above the box, dunked on this dude, man, and he kind of gives me a little nice pass, man.
That had to have been at Fondy, right? Did he say where it was? That had to be back in the glory days of Fondy Rec
I believe
Center.
So.
Had
probably
to be.
Probably so. Yeah.
Undertaker 6. Oh, he was billed as 6'10". I don't think he's actually all the way 6'10", but he's got to be at least 6'6".
I think in the clip he might have said he was like 6'4".
But he was younger.
This was and he was high a school. Center, right? Mm-hmm. He was a center. So that's why he was throwing up that alley-oop.
And they said that they had him play point guard. And I guess in this game.
Well, he threw a good alley.
Yeah.
Well, he threw an alley that
was good.
Hakeem made it good.
Hence, good alley.
Hakeem said, nice pass, man. So I thought that was cool, man. I would love to see Undertaker and Hakeem play on the same court.
How great is it to have a story with Hakeem where it can be kind of positive as opposed to like Hakeem took my lunch and Hakeem dunked on my head top or whatever. Like, that must be awesome.
Yeah.
He had
6'8" is what we're getting on the text line.
Had to been a dang good player, 6'8",
in high school?
To get in that group?
Yeah, because
they don't let anybody join in.
It's not just, you play. Yeah. No, you have to be good. Yeah, he had to be good, man. Yeah. Shout out to The Undertaker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Salute to him, man. And happy belated birthday to The Dream.
Always. That's right.
By the way, Figgy, remember what I said about Aaron Glenn?
Yeah.
It's happening?
Oh, man. Hey, who we got, man?
Well, we'll tell you what Albert Bruce says.
Oh, okay. So that's what we call a tease. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio.
Change the number, man. Don't answer the number, man.
Yeah. How do you know it's him?
That does sound like an NBA jam cheat code.
Unless it's Bobby Slowick. If it's Bobby Slowick, man, let's get the limo going.
Right.
Send them over there to New York.
Mm-hmm. Right. Olajuwon and Undertaker does sound like something where you put in a code and it switches the Houston situation where now you get the Undertaker in there as like a secret character on NBA Jam. It absolutely feels like that. But yeah, that was Figgy's mixtape. You get it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. But coming up next, yes, for the third time, Godspeed Aaron Glenn. Apparently, Aaron Glenn is also getting a little too close to Houston in a various way. I'll let Lopez tell you about that next.